This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. With climate change driving up temperatures and impacts in Colorado and around the globe, one program is training health providers. The CU School of Medicine offers a diploma in climate medicine, giving healthcare practitioners a crash course in climate science and the health impacts on patients, communities, and health systems. Ed Maybach is a part of the faculty.
Health professionals, they're on the front lines of climate change, and by educating them about how to do that job best, it really creates all kinds of new possibilities to wake us as a country and as humanity up to the realities of climate change.
The diploma focuses on topics like disaster resilience and response, climate equity, environmental justice, and communication. An annual count of people experiencing homelessness in El Paso County indicates there are fewer unhoused people in the area this year. KRCC's Andrea Chelfin has more.
This year's point-in-time survey shows a 12% drop in the number of people experiencing homelessness in El Paso County. That includes a nearly one-third reduction in those who are not in temporary housing or shelters. The survey also indicates fewer military veterans are unhoused. Still, racial disparities persist, and the number of families experiencing homelessness is up. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to make significant changes to how the state elects its leaders. An initiative to institute ranked choice voting in all candidate primaries has qualified for the ballot. Find more at CPR or KRCC.org. It's 206.